100.7 Star. Good morning, it's Melanie Taylor on Sunday Magazine at CBS Radio, and I'm honored this morning to be joined by Haley Jameson, who is the founder of Clear Thoughts Foundation. Haley, good morning.
Good morning, Melanie. Thank you so much for having me on the air today.
Well, we have a lot to get to, a lot to discuss, and we're going to be talking about a really big event coming up called Roll for a Reason, which is November 12th of this year. But before we get to that, Haley, I want to talk a little bit about you. I want to know where you're from, how Clear Thoughts Foundation started, and how this amazing nonprofit 501c3 that you started, how it touched your lives because of your father. So, Haley, are you born and raised here in the city?
I am, yes. I'm native to Pittsburgh, grew up in the Monroeville area, and crossed rivers. I now live in the Wexford area.
Okay. All right. So tell me what year Clear Thoughts Foundation began, what actually Clear Thoughts Foundation is, and why it's so important and so special and so personal to your heart.
Yes, Melanie. The initial year of Clear Thoughts, we founded the organization in 2010. However, the Clear Thoughts journey actually started back in 2006, which, as you mentioned, is certainly a very personal story to me. Unfortunately, my father was diagnosed with a form of dementia by the name of FTD, which is frontal temporal dementia. Many of you may not be aware, as I was not, that there are hundreds of forms of dementia. Alzheimer's is obviously the most popular and most common, but there are hundreds of forms, again, such as FTD, the form that my father had. And as with many of us, it was a heartbreaking 7-year period of our life. It took many years to go through a variety of doctors, psychiatrists, psychologists to get proper diagnosis, which is often the case with dementia. And then when we finally did receive the, what I refer to as almost a death warrant, it is heartbreaking news. And to be honest, I didn't even realize how heartbreaking it was at the time, because we did not have a family history of dementia whatsoever. My father was in his 60s. He was a physically and mentally fit individual. In fact, one of the areas around dementia that I'm very passionate about is educating people that it is not a natural process of aging. It is a disease, no different than cancer or many of the other horrible diseases that we're afflicted with. And it's also a disease that happens randomly to folks at all different ages and many folks who are both physically and mentally fit. I think there's a lot of negative stigma and myths around dementia that it happens to those that are not physically or mentally fit. And that's just not the case. But getting back to our personal story, so my father was diagnosed in 2006. And again, we started the foundation in 2010, really out of pure frustration of the lack of available drugs on the market to make a difference in his fight and, of course, the millions of others. We realized when we started the foundation that we would unfortunately probably not be able to make a difference in his life, which unfortunately was the case. He passed away on Christmas Day 2013. But we had made a commitment, I did personally, to both my father and mother to fight every day for the rest of my life to find a cure and help other families avoid the terrible 7-year period that we went through.
What an amazing daughter you are, Haley. We are talking this morning on Sunday Magazine. I am Melanie Taylor with CBS Radio with the founder, Haley Jameson of Clear Thoughts Foundation. You just got to hear a little bit about her background, how she got involved in 2010. And now, of course, we're in 2016. The event last year I was able to be a part of, the Roll for a Reason. We're going to get to that. It's coming up this November. And you know what, Haley? You sent me such great literature. Some of it I got to read off the air before we actually talked today. And some of these statistics are actually alarming. In fact, I didn't even know the umbrella of dementia, like you explained, and Alzheimer's. How is that all, you know, related, unrelated? But a person is diagnosed every 4 seconds with a form of dementia. And these two others really startled me today when I read these. Last year, there was an estimated 47.5 million people living with dementia, projected to increase by the year 2030, with, if you think about it, is not that far away, to 75.6 million. And Alzheimer's disease is the 6th leading cause of death in the U.S., and that's just one form of dementia. These are startling, startling statistics. And sadly to say, if it doesn't affect you personally, you know, cancer or diabetes or heart disease, then you don't seem to bother with it until these statistics are placed right in front of you.
And the truth is, Melanie, too, unfortunately, I could not agree more with you, but unfortunately, as time goes on, I think if you look at any room full of people, if you ask the 30 people in a room, I would say probably at least 25 have been affected. Dementia is actually the only top 10 cause of death in the U.S. that currently cannot be prevented, cured, or even slowed. And as you mentioned, the numbers are staggering and they're growing. In another statistic that goes along with, of course, the number of folks affected with dementia is the cost. I mean, right now it's estimated that the yearly cost to treat and support dementia-related issues is currently $604 billion, with a B.
That's unheard of. I mean, I can't even wrap my head around it. It's very hard to understand.
It is actually just mind-boggling the amount of money spent on dementia, that the number of caregivers that are, of course, also having the effects of health effects by taking care of their loved ones. So not only is there a financial effect, but also the health of the caregivers and, of course, the health of those with dementia. And again, it is just rising. According to the NIH, dementia is currently rivals those of cancer and heart disease, but within 30 years, they feel that dementia may be in a league of its own.
Now, that's just amazing, absolutely amazing and stunning statistics that are quite frankly just scary. We're talking this morning. Thank you for joining us on Sunday Magazine, CBS Radio. I am Melanie Taylor, and I'm joined by the founder, Haley Jameson of Clear Thoughts Foundation. Let me give you that website in case you're just driving around or you're home listening this Sunday morning with your cup of coffee. It's clearthoughtsfoundation.org. And the number really quickly is 412-638-5577. Once again, the website is clearthoughtsfoundation.org. Now, Haley, we're leaning towards the big event coming up in November. But before we get to that event, can you talk first about where the money goes to for Clear Thoughts Foundation, all money raised, and maybe some of other events that you've done in the past and some other events that you do throughout the year, not Roll for a Reason, which we're going to be talking about coming up in November?
Absolutely. Would be happy to. So there is a great strength behind not only myself and the other founding board members, but currently we have 5 board members, 3 scientific advisors, and 12 business advisors.
Wow.
So there's a lot of folks working with myself and the other founding members, and I'm very proud to say we are all volunteers. We have only 1 part-time operations employee, but all of the board members and board advisors that I just mentioned to you work on a volunteer basis, and we work very hard throughout the whole year. We have a number of ongoing initiatives where people are able to donate to Clear Thoughts, because I should perhaps take a step backwards and reiterate our mission. So our mission is to raise funds to discover drugs and novel therapeutics that could include biogenetic stem cells and, of course, pharmaceutical drugs, which is what is most common, to stop the effects of dementia and eventually eradicate this terrible disease. So in a nutshell, we're laser focused on fundraising. And again, we do that through a number of different initiatives throughout the year, including community relationships, such as right now we have a partnership with Whole Foods. We are also a charity partner with Amazon, smile.com. And we also offer, you know, more of the standard sources to donate, such as stocks and security. And that's in addition to the different fundraising events that we do throughout the years. This particular year, we did our 4th annual CTF Vendor Day.
Mm.
We initiated a new fundraiser by the name of Splat Attack with Orange Theory Fitness. And we also kicked off, which may be an annual event, we'll have to see on that one, a 3-month shoe drive, of which we collected over 11,000 pairs of shoes, which raised $4,400 for Clear Thoughts. And the shoes all go to third world countries. So as I told everybody, it was a win-win.
This is amazing. We're talking with Haley Jameson this morning, the founder of Clear Thoughts Foundation. I'm Melanie Taylor with CBS Radio. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. We're going to be talking about the big event coming up, Roll for a Reason, in November. But Haley, can you just very quickly describe those past events that you just talked about, the CTF event, the Tier 1, Tier 2 initiative, the shoe drive a little bit, and before we get into Roll for a Reason, the third one that you also mentioned, Splat Attack. I want to hear about these.
Yes, Splat Attack was a first-year event. We are hoping to repeat it, but again, it was a fitness marathon, so to speak, with Orange Theory Fitness. So we had participants that would partake in an exercise class at Orange Theory Fitness and go out and get sponsors for their efforts. So that was a wonderful partnership with Orange Theory Fitness. Again, they were just spectacular. Our vendor day is also due to very generous supporters and partners such as Sapeka Jewelry, Mackenzie Collection Clothes, Generosa Coffee House, quite a few of the partners in the Pittsburgh area are supportive of Clear Thoughts. And again, these events would not be possible without them. The Shoe Drive was in conjunction with a organization down in Florida that partners with nonprofits. And as I mentioned, they then in turn, we get paid 40 cents per pound, which again, 11,000 pairs of shoes, that's a lot of pounds.
Yeah, exactly.
So we made some good money there. And then the organization in Florida then sends the shoes over to third world countries.
Unbelievable. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted.
Oh, no, that's okay. And then I was just going to say, because you had asked where the money goes.
So, right. So how does that happen? Is it all dollars straight to, or how does that work?
Yes. So we are very proud of the amount that we have raised. We've raised well over probably $300,000 or so since we started the foundation in 2010. And last year we put into place a two-tier fundraising initiative.
Yeah, explain that. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, happy to do that. Mm-hmm. So tier one is our long-term fundraising goal of $1 million. Now, that may sound large, but unfortunately, in the pharmaceutical drug development world, it is not. So that $1 million is the very minimum needed to bring a drug through clinical trial. So that is our number one objective. But we realized with being a 100% volunteer organization that, you know, realistically, that will unfortunately take a number of years to get to that $1 million plateau. And we did not want our donors and constituents to have to wait that time and not see their money be put to use. So we came up with a tier two initiative, which is an annual award of a research grant of approximately $50,000 to an organization or individual involved with dementia research.
Oh my goodness. So that money will go to that scientist or organization or whatever to try to hopefully find, a drug or like a therapeutic or a novel therapeutic to find a cure.
Exactly. Yes. And again, $50,000 obviously we realize is not going to be the answer, but it will certainly help. I look at it as interim funding for perhaps an individual organization that again is in the midst of a project and has hit a brick wall from a funding standpoint and just needs a little bit of interim funding to get to the next step. And I'm very, very excited to share with all of you that we just announced the grant recipient of our $50,000 Tier 2 initiative. And it will be going to an organization right here in our own backyard.
That's great. What's it called?
It is a wonderful, wonderful group of folks. It is called the Pittsburgh Institute for Neurodegenerative Diseases.
Mm.
They go by the acronym PIND, P-I-N-D. And they're obviously associated with UPMC and the University of Pitt. And they are doing just outstanding work with all neurodegenerative diseases, including, of course, dementia as one of their main diseases that they focus their research on.
Mm-hmm. And speaking this morning with Haley Jameson, the founder of Clear Thoughts Foundation, we're about to talk about Roll for a Reason coming up this November. It's Melanie Taylor on CBS Radio here. It's Sunday Magazine. And Haley, I was with the event with you last year, and just hearing, you know, that your dad suffered and that sadly in 2013, your dad did pass away. And it's good to know, I hate to say the word good, but it's also good to know if somebody's listening this morning that this doesn't strike necessarily people that aren't healthy. Your father was in his 60s, like you said. He was an active, physically and mentally fit man. There was no genetics, correct, in your family? Anybody that had something
correct.
Like this?
Correct. We have no family history of it. And both my brother and I, my brother being one of the founding members with myself, were runners. And that's attributed to my father. He ran a marathon in his 40s. And again, was a runner his whole life, very physically fit, mentally fit, was an executive at U.S. Steel, was an artist.
And you don't want to put that stigma on, well, they didn't read a lot or they weren't active, they didn't get exercise. Not the case here. Not the case at all.
Absolutely. Certainly not the case with us. And unfortunately, through my experience with Clear Thoughts, I've obviously met quite a few folks dealing with dementia and struggling with loved ones that have been afflicted with this horrible disease. And unfortunately, many of them are even in their 40s. We actually just lost a member of the Clear Thoughts family, so to speak, who was 44 with two young children.
See, unbelievable. Unbelievable. So the website this morning, if you're listening, is clearthoughtsfoundation.org. Before we get into Haley Roll for a Reason, which is the big event coming up that I was a part of last year, which was amazing, I want to ask you, somebody's listening this morning, and they want to, one, volunteer their time, or to, or and or to donate. So maybe a business is listening this morning, or a corporation, or just somebody that just has, you know, is a little bit more well off and says, I don't have the time to volunteer, but I would love to give to Haley and Clear Thoughts Foundation the money. On the other hand, we have somebody listening this morning that it does touch their family. It does touch them personally. They are suffering, or they know somebody suffering, or they just want to be involved with Clear Thoughts Foundation. Can you talk to me about how somebody listening this morning can do both, if not one of those things?
Absolutely. Great question, Melanie.
Okay.
We welcome both of the above, of course.
Exactly.
Ideally, it would be both.
Yeah, please.
Yes.
Time and money. Yes.
From a donation standpoint, obviously, we welcome individual donations as well as donations through corporations. As Melanie kindly gave the website, our website takes donations 24/7. So you can very easily and simply go onto the website to make a donation. You could call the number that she listed as well. If you're interested in, again, giving a financial donation in other forms, again, we have some folks that have granted stocks to us, or they have willed different items to us in their estate. So there's a number of different ways that you can financially support the organization. And then also, as you mentioned, Melanie, we welcome, of course, volunteers as well. A number of these activities, well, in fact, I should say all of these activities are volunteer driven. So we actually have one coming up for the holidays where we reach out to the various dementia nursing homes in the area, and we supply gifts for the residents of the nursing homes. And we try to take a group of folks with us. So we're always looking for volunteers for that. And really all of the different events that I mentioned, we welcome volunteers. As I say, the more the merrier.
Right. And everything can be found right at clearthoughtsfoundation.org, correct?
Absolutely.
And I'm going to give that number again to Haley Jamison, the founder of clearthoughtsfoundation.org. That's what we're talking about. And we're talking to this morning. That number is 412-638-5577. Now, we're going to get into Roll for a Reason here in seconds, but I was looking at the guiding creed, which is listed on one of the papers that you gave me. And it says, funding is our barrier. Awareness is our opportunity. Research is our salvation. Time is our enemy. And you are our hope. Haley, did you develop that saying?
I would love to take credit for that, Melanie, but no, I did not. I have to give credit where credit is due.
Okay, give credit. Go ahead.
a wonderful gentleman who is on our board as a board advisor is our video in-house video guru who produced our video last year. I would encourage all of you folks to go to our website. We've got some amazing videos out there that I think tell the story much better than perhaps I'm doing right now.
No.
So the videos are great. But it's the gentleman that produced our video that came up with it, Danny Evans.
Love it. I absolutely love it. Okay, before we get to Roll for a Reason, I know it's radio and nobody can see us right now, but your lovely mother is sitting next to us right now. And, you know, talk, I know she doesn't want to talk and we're not going to put her, Sandy on the spot. But Haley, as a daughter and now as, I don't want to say business partner, but as a partner with her in this Clear Thoughts Foundation, how did it take a toll on your mother seeing your father like this? And how, second part of that question, how is she helping the Clear Thoughts Foundation? What does she do with you?
I thought I was prepared for this, Melanie, and could get through this without the emotions. But now
she
jumped
up on that
one.
Emotions is good.
So it happens to be my mother's 75th birthday. And I mention that because, unfortunately, her life right now, as I get choked up, is not what she thought it would be, nor has it been for the last 10 years or so. She was my father's, obviously, his primary caregiver, and that changed obviously not only their relationship and marriage, but of course her own life. I think it took a toll probably more than she realizes. And they lived very frugally in my father's working years at U.S. Steel so that they could retire and travel the world. And unfortunately, that obviously did not happen. So she is my motivation behind everything I do. I can't look at her right now without
crying.
That's
okay. So. Don't look at her. Keep focused on me.
But yes, certainly, as I mentioned, she is the motivation and the promise that I made to my father. And really, the reality is I know so many people that can tell that same story. Mm-hmm. So certainly she keeps me motivated. The memory of my father keeps me motivated. And the thousands of people that I've spoken to over the last 6 years since I've started this journey keep me motivated. I wrote down a quote here in my notes that I thought I may share. It's from Glenn Campbell, who I'm sure many of you know, the famous country singer who's currently struggling with Alzheimer's. And he wrote, I believe it's actually part of one of his songs, I'm still here, yet I'm gone. Mm. And I think that that really summarizes the horrific disease of dementia. People often apologize that I lost my father on Christmas Day 2013, but the reality is I lost him long before that, as did my mother. So it is a disease that I feel needs to draw more national and international attention than it has. It is something that we all need to work together to focus on so that people such as my mother does not lose her soulmate that they've been together since third grade. It's right. just a cruel disease that robs us of our loved ones, robs us of generations of wisdom, robs little girls of their daddies and mothers. And
you can go on.
Horrible disease. Exactly.
Haley, we're just blessed to have you here with us today to talk about this. And now I'm going to let you go. We have about 5 minutes left. I am going to let you talk about the big event that we are waiting to hear about, which is Roll for a Reason. It's Monte Carlo Casino Night. It is at Jay Verno Studios. This is on Jane Street in Pittsburgh in the South Side. It's November 12th. I want you to talk about when doors open, how to get tickets, where to get tickets, and you can talk about some of the stations and what this is about. And of course, the proceeds go to Clear Thoughts Foundation. So take it away, Haley.
Well, thank you. Melanie, as you mentioned, you were there last yes. year, and so very proud to say that Bubba, Melanie's colleague, the yes. one and only Bubba, was our MC last year and is coming back this year to be our MC as well. Right. And as some of you may know, it's also a very personal cause for him as well.
Yes.
And again, unfortunately for thousands and thousands of us here in the Pittsburgh area. So yes, excited to have Bubba back as our MC. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, Melanie, we are once again doing the Monte Carlo Casino Night. We had it last year and raised over $100,000. My personal goal, which if the board is listening to this, might fall over, but I'm hoping that we can double that and raise close to $200,000 this
year. Wow.
Ambitious, but that's what I'm hoping for.
Good
but
for you.
It is a wonderful night. As you mentioned, Melanie, again, live entertainment, gaming, which includes poker, blackjack, craps, roulette, and slots, one-of-a-kind silent and Chinese auctions, as well as celebrity dealers, and of course, Bubba, as I mentioned, as well. So
He did a wonderful job last year. Go ahead. Sorry.
He did, absolutely. Yes. He did just a fabulous job. The doors open this year at 6 p.m. We're very excited that it's on a Saturday evening this year, first time that we've had it on a Saturday evening. We still, of course, have corporate sponsorships available. And again, you can find out more information on that on our website. And, of course, individual tickets as well. The tickets are $150, same as last year. And that includes valet parking, delicious food, open bar, gaming, live entertainment. I always say it's the best deal in Pittsburgh and a great night for an even greater cause.
100%. And I hate to say this, but, you know, you're a mom. We have kids, and a lot of moms are listening this morning. A lot of fathers listening this morning. It's a wonderful date night for a great cause. When I was there last year, I did not bring my significant other, and I'm kind of sad I didn't do that. The Jay Verno Studios, and I'm born and raised. That was the first time I was there. I walked in like, where the hell am I? This is amazing. And then to see Bubba dressed up, and then you get to dress up for a little bit. And you're kind of in a casino, but not in a casino. You're in this cool artsy area with amazing food and wonderful people of all ages. You sit back and you go, this is a great night out for a great cause.
I always say it's Pittsburgh's best kept secret. And don't hold me, you know, don't hold that against me. When you walk up to the door, you'll be like, where did they take me? But when you open the door, it's amazing. Is that not true?
It's like you walk in and you're like this white, beautiful area.
You feel like you're like some type of New York City club.
Yes. I did not feel like I was in Pittsburgh. But Pittsburgh has so many of these venues, and it's a shame that that was the first time I was there. And you can get all of this information. Once again, we have about a minute left. Haley Jameson, I talked to her this morning. She's the founder of Clear Thoughts Foundation, and it's clearthoughtsfoundation.org. The number is 412-638-5577. The big event. Of course, they do many volunteer and charity work throughout the year to raise money and funds for dementia, to fight against dementia. But the big event that we're really hoping that you can get involved with this year is Roll for a Reason. It's the Monte Carlo Casino Night, November 12th. It's a Saturday this year. The doors are opening at 6 o'clock. Information too, Haley, right? And ticket purchase is at clearthoughtsfoundation.org?
Correct. You can buy tickets and sponsorship right online. And again, I want to emphasize, it is just a spectacular evening and certainly a group effort. We have a tremendous board, a tremendous group of volunteers. I certainly give kudos to my co-founders, my brother Matthew Jameson and Sharon Sipple, as well as all of our board members and board advisors. And as I mentioned too about our other events throughout the year, we have amazing vendor support. The one vendor I think I forgot to mention from the vendor day is Everclear, a skin company. But again, we have just countless vendors that support us, an amazing board, an amazing group of volunteers. And I certainly thank you, Melanie, and the station for your support as well.
Thank you. And when we have Bubba MC the event November 12th, you can't go wrong, right?
There you go.
All right.
Absolutely.
ClearThoughtsFoundation.org. Thank you again to Haley Jameson.
Thank you so much again, Melanie. All of us at Clear Thoughts are appreciative of your support.
Thank you for listening to Sunday Magazine, a public affairs program on CBS Radio Pittsburgh. Join us next Sunday morning right here on 100.7 Star.
Introducing Play.in.